This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given. And this is Cousin Stiz, a 26-year-old from Dorchester, Massachusetts. He's an award-winning rapper and something of a hometown hero in Boston. But long before he would sell out venues or be affiliated with an NBA team, Stiz was just a kid from the neighborhood. Only a Game's Nico Emack has the story.
Stiz met many of the friends he has today playing football and basketball. These friends quickly became family. And together, they learned how to navigate the neighborhood.
Sports has always been it, like, especially being in Boston, like, all the championships and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? It kind of goes hand in hand.
Stiz remembers the championships, the parades, and even some heartbreak.
What was it, the 03 playoffs when we lost? The Celtics lost? I shed a tear that year when we lost in the playoffs. And that's when I knew, like, dang, I'm a Boston sports fan. Like, my mom couldn't believe how heartbroken I was about it. Like, it was funny at first, and then she seen how really sad I was, and then it got real sad in the house.
The first time he ever went to a game at the TD Garden, Stiz sat in the nosebleeds with the local Boys and Girls Club. The Celtics lost that night, but he was just excited to be a part of the atmosphere.
I just remember those, the chants. Like, I don't remember the music that they play.
Years later, his love of sports and music would collide in a way many only dream about. Stiz got a call from the Celtics, offering him a job for the 2018-2019 season. Cousin Stiz was born Steven Goss. His friends gave him his nickname.
So he was just like, bro, we can't be calling you Steven. Like, and that's pretty much just where it came from. Like, boom, Stizzy.
He says he owes everything to Dorchester.
Everything, man. The way I walk, the way I talk, the way I act, the way I think, the way I react, you know, it's all my neighborhood.
Of Boston's 23 neighborhoods, Dorchester is the largest and most diverse.
You know, so I got a whole bunch of everything, but I ain't grew up in the best neighborhood, you know. Just because it was diverse doesn't mean, you know, that it was always good.
Crime, poverty, drugs, and death were the norm where Stiz grew up. But he knew there was more to life than that.
Something I always knew is, like, this wasn't it. Like, the hood wasn't it for me, you know what I'm saying?
Stiz says he had a great support system of friends and family. But the older he got, the harder it became to avoid the negative influences in his life.
That was, like, around the time, like, I started losing friends and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of acting out.
And that's when his mom gave him a choice.
Either go into the military or, like, goddamn, we gonna ship you out here.
Out here meant going to high school in the suburbs, an hour outside of Boston, away from his friends, away from trouble. And that's what he did.
I went to Reading Memorial High School in Reading, Mass.
Stiz enrolled in the METCO program. The METCO program started in 1966 after parents of black students boycotted segregation in the Boston public school system. Today, nearly 38 suburban school districts offer enrollment to inner-city kids who are looking for alternatives to their local schools.
It was a culture shock, man. Like, before that, I only knew what I knew. I only knew about going to school with kids that look like me, act like me, you know? And going out there was completely different. It gave me a head start to life, almost, in a way.
To get to school on time, Stiz would have to wake up at 5:40 in the morning. His father, who worked construction, would often be his alarm clock. From there, Stiz would hop on a special bus. It took 90 minutes to get from the city to the suburbs. Every now and then, he would catch a nap. Sometimes he would listen to music. Most times, he would just think.
And then I go to school, and, like, I see, like, how things are so much different, how people are living so much differently, you know, what money could really do, you know, and then I go back to the hood at 3 o'clock.
The first couple of times Stiz missed the METCO bus, his mom let him off easy. But after his sophomore year, she tightened the reins. That meant if Stiz missed the bus, he'd have to take public transportation to get to school. A ride that would have taken 90 minutes would stretch on for hours.
Catch the bus, ride it all the way to the train station. If you get on the red line, you got to take the red line to downtown crossing, you got to take the daggone orange line at North Station. You get off, then I got to catch that purple line train all the way to Reading.
The commute was a nightmare.
You got some time on your hands, dog. You got some time to, like, really do something, you know what I'm saying? So, like, one day I just, you know, decided to write something over what was it? It was a Lil Wayne beat. I think it was Throwing in the Bag. Yep, on the No Ceilings mixtape. No Ceilings, baby. And that was the first one. Like, that was the first one.
For years, Stiz didn't tell his friends he was writing, let alone rapping. And when he finally did tell them, he didn't get the reaction he expected.
My homies told me I was trash until I got good. But that's what good real friends are for. My real friends was like, bro, no. But I ended up getting good. And then they was like, actually, you got something. You might actually got something going for you. So you should probably keep going, bro. And then it completely switched. And it was like, bet, we rocking 100% with it.
In June of 2015, Stiz released Suffolk County, his debut mixtape.
Who you know from out here? Your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. Who you know from out here?
It dealt with a wide variety of themes, but in particular, loss. You know, what's your relationship like with death?
Pretty familiar. I'm too familiar for my liking. It happens, you know, more frequently than I would like it to. Around me. Hope they don't forget me when I'm gone. When
I do, I hope hella heaven got some henny. Stiz was in his early 20s when his friend Damone Clark was diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer.
F cancer. Forever, you know what I'm saying? But dog, like, he was a G, man. He took it better than we did. Like, he knew what it was, and he was just a gangster about it, man. He told us, like, man, we better not cry about it, and we gotta make sure everything, you know, we moving how we supposed to when he's gone. And I just, you know, I tried to.
Damone passed away in January of 2016, just days after his 17th birthday.
He was just a bright light. Like, he was a funny kid. Like, he was just a light, man. Like, for real, for real. I wish everybody could have met him. He was just a good kid with a good heart, for real.
Stiz named his second mixtape Monda after Damone and rededicated himself to his music. In July of 2017, Stiz released his first studio album. He became more than just a Boston rapper. His music began popping up on soundtracks and in TV shows. Then, in the fall of 2018, he got a call from the Boston Celtics, asking him to be the official voice of the 2018-2019 season. In his new role, he provides voiceover for hype videos pushed out on social media.
From game one to game 82 and beyond. Rest well, because tomorrow, we rise.
Stiz doesn't remember what music was playing at his first Celtics game, but he does remember the first time he heard his own music at the TD Garden. He had just finished playing a set at the Boston Calling Music Festival.
When I got there, I was already on 10 rowdiness, and then, like, when I heard my joint, it was big lit.
Dirty bands came from dirty work. Dirty bands that make their feelings hurt.
I try not to think about things too much, but that was huge. Like, you know, it felt like I almost was in the league, but I wasn't in the league, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what it felt like. Like, dang, I made it, like, to the league.
Then something really crazy happened. In week 6 of the NFL season, the New England Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs 43-40. And Tom Brady posted a victory video on Instagram with Stiz's music playing in the background.
5-2, that's the goal. Chicago next. Gonna need everybody. Gronk, you can line up however you want, and you keep stiff-arming people like that. Let's go! My kids are sleeping. Yeah,
I put the drink in the headlock. I can't even begin to describe my love for Tom Brady. So to see somebody like that, you know what I'm saying, for them to put me up on their page and, you know, give me that look, it's just like, man, I don't know. To see stuff like that just lets me know I'm in the right direction.
Cousin Stiz lives in L.A. now, almost 3,000 miles away from Dorchester. He knows he's lucky to have made it this far, but he hasn't forgotten about the people back home.
I want people to keep going, because there's a way, dog. Like, if I could do it, anybody could do it.
That story came from Only a Game's Nico Emack.